Blog Talk Radio.
Now, since the release of her first single, Peace Be Still, this next performer has been a preeminent vocalist in the gospel music industry. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Please, ladies and gentlemen, give God praise for the incomparable Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy. Love you, Lord, and I live.
Hallelujah. I need Daryl to come on and say hallelujah. 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 I need a hallelujah today.
Yes,
there's some distractions today. Glory to God.
Yes.
But I thank God anyhow. Amen. This is the first day of the new year. Amen. And I want Daryl and God, I bless you today. I want her to open up with prayer if she's able to. And also to read the post. This young woman posts texts, encouraging messages, exhortations for us to live by daily, how to treat one another, how to trust God, amen, how to be triumphant in the midst of our storms, amen. And it's just so befitting to see her today, amen. And I don't know who's going to be on the line. I don't know whose heart God is going to touch, but I'm committed. This is an assignment, and as you all know, we won't be airing on Mondays and Fridays any longer. We'll be on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursday, and since the first of the year had fallen on a Thursday, I'm here. If it was on Friday, effective tomorrow, we won't be live on the broadcast any longer. Amen. God is shifting some things, and we're here to build ministry. We're here to harvest the souls that are in the land. Amen. So we just thank God today. We would like to say Happy New Year's to each and every one of you all. We thank you for tuning in to the Midnight Prayer. And we will be periodically calling Midnight Prayer when we led of the Holy Ghost. We just don't want to do something just to do it. But we want to be led of God's Spirit. Amen. So periodically we'll be calling midnight prayers as the Lord laid upon our hearts. Even on last night, we were in a second service. Amen. And I left out the service about 2 minutes to midnight. Amen. To go in the call because I had called midnight prayer. Amen. So we want to take God's assignment serious this year. Amen. We just don't want to do things to do them. Amen. So we thank God for Daryl, and amen. We're going to ask her to open up with a word of prayer. And I also want her to just read that first quote, that first exhortation, that first word of encouragement in the new year. Amen. I don't know how many people she texts. Amen. But I know it's a blessing. It's a blessing, and I take it serious, and I look forward to it. Amen. It's such an encouragement. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines. Minister Daryl, and your line is open. Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year. Praise God for this moment. Oh, Lord, we give you glory for a new year. Many of us didn't think we were going to make it into 2000, Lord God. But you done brought us to 2015, Father God.
Yeah.
Oh, Father God, we come right now, Lord, to give you glory. Lord, we come right now to give you honor. When man says one thing, Lord God, but you showed us something else. Father God, we're thanking you for this glorious day. Lord, we're thanking you for our families. We're thanking you for everyone that's on this line. We're thanking you for the ones that have a desire to get on the line, and for whatever reason they couldn't, Father God. They may not be able to speak right now about God, but I know they're able to listen, Lord God. Oh, Lord, this line has been a blessing to so many, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for Pastor Bernard, Father God. We thank you, Father, Lord, for she is a woman after your own heart, Lord God. We're grateful for this moment, Lord God. Lord, it is nothing. I will not allow any negativity to roll out of my mouth this year, Lord God. I'm going to walk, Father God, up on your favor, Lord God. I will not listen to what man says, Lord. I'll pay attention to what man thinks of Darlene, Lord God, because it's you that kept me, Lord God. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, for every man, woman that beats on this life, they have blessed me, Lord God. And Father God, I know they bless me, that your heart, Lord God, is so full. I can just imagine the scenes of it just bursting with joy and saying, look at my children, my children. Yes, Lord, we are your children, and we are so glorious, and we're so grateful that you took a moment of your time to have us to wake up and celebrate in this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, this morning, this message comes from my heart, and it always has to line up with God, because if I can't feel God in it, I can't write it. And it says, welcome to 2015. We must treat this day as the first day of the rest of our lives, because it is. We can't go back and change the past, but we will embrace the future. This year, we will not accept anything or anyone that doesn't line up with the Word of God. This year, we will not ask for help and then try to take care of it ourselves. God never asks for our help. This year, we will not accept any negative treatment from anyone. Remember, we teach others how to treat us. This year, we will walk in authority because we are the heirs of the Most High. My brother, be the king God ordained you to be. My sisters, be the queen God ordained you to be. Why? Because we can and we will have a blessed and prosperous year. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because you have given us, shared your bloodline with us. We are heirs to your throne, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we are grateful. We're so grateful, Lord, that you love us.
Thank
I know some of us, Father God, has been told things that we will not be, we will not do. But who else are we supposed to hear? I hear you. You said that my life had a purpose. I still don't understand it. But whatever it is, Lord God, all I want to do is be you. That's all I'm looking for, Lord God, is to please you. As I opened up for 2015, Lord God, my eyes opened and I knew once again you had a purpose. You have a purpose for all of us. You said, Lord God, you loved us before we even entered the wombs of our mother, Father God. I know you have a purpose, Lord God. Father God, I want to lift up every mother, every father who's going through some type of trials and tribulations with their children. We come right now to serve you notice. I don't want you behind me. I want to walk on top of your head because I need to see where you're at all times. You're not going to stand behind me. You have no power, no authority here. We are the chosen ones for our Father. We are the chosen ones to set this generation straight. Lord God, all we ask, Lord God, is that you guide us. If you're talking to us in our dreams, Father God, speak. Lord, if you're talking to us through a song, all I ask that you speak. You know, I tell you, Lord, all the time, you know, down in my little flow every now and then, but you make it clear to me, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to this prayer line. Oh, so many have come on here, and God has touched the depth of my soul, and I know it was you, because they wasn't in my house. They don't know what I'm going through, so I know it's you. Speaking through them, Father God, to bless me, Lord God. Lord, we're grateful. Thank you, Pastor Benora.
You are
I
so
I pray
welcome.
That everyone on this line is blessed and walk into your destiny. Because God
my
has
God.
A purpose for all of us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Well, we bless you. We thank you for that word of encouragement. Hallelujah. Certainly, we embrace it. today. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that he has given you. Amen. We bless God for that today. Amen. Amen. We were praying and seeking the Lord for this year and the messages and the topics that God wants us to be attentive to this year. And we all know that the year 2015, the number 15 represent the year, represent rest. Amen. And Pastor Blakes has given that theme for this year, rest. And the acronyms he have for the word rest is restoration, elevation, sanctification, and triumph. Triumph. Amen. And as I begin to just seek the Lord for myself and ask the Lord God, we want you to speak to us what you would have the people to hear. And even as we prayed on yesterday and even all day today, today is a day of rest for me. Didn't get in till about 2 this morning. I went to Prophet Daniel Smith's church, Thou Kingdom Come Worship Center in Marrero. And after service, we had breakfast. And, you know, I was in the car with the midnight prayer. I had to tip on out and go to tune in to Block Talk Radio. But as I began to seek the Lord began to deal with my heart, Minister Darylin, and all I could hear the Lord saying was pray. P-R-A-Y, not pray, P-R-E-Y, but pray, P-R-A-Y. And as I got up this morning, I called Mother Blakes. I wanted her to be the first one to speak on this particular topic, and I wasn't able to get her. So just look and expect Mother Blakes to pay us a visit on this radio broadcast real soon.
Yes.
Amen. And so the Lord began to deal with me with that word pray. And I began to say, Lord, okay, this is our topic for the new year, our first topic for the new year, the power of a praying woman.
Yes, Lord.
The power of a praying woman. Yes. And as I began to think about that, you know, just on Tuesday, my grandson experienced something where he could have lost his life.
My God.
The first thing came to my mind, Minister Darylin and Dr. Chaz, is that the factual, James saying in James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18, it says the effectual fervent prayers. Amen. The effectual fervent prayers. And that particular scripture is in the latter part of James 5 and 16. It says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, of a righteous woman, of a righteous girl, of a righteous boy, it availeth much. And that's all I could think about, that the angel was there when those three young men jumped out the car and began to shoot at my grandson. The angel. Nothing good he did, Minister Darylin, but it was because of the prayers of the righteous. It was because of the prayers of his praying grandmother. So that's how we start the new year, the power of a praying woman. Some of us may have mothers that never have prayed over us.
Right.
Some of us have mothers that didn't even raise us. Some of us have mothers that may have never spoken a kind word to us. But this week, amen, amen, and we won't be back until Tuesday, we're going to expound on the power of a praying woman. Amen. And as I begin to look at that word power, oh, God, I bless you today. As I begin to look at the word power, the first thing comes to my mind when I think about power, I think about the power of the Holy Ghost, the power
Hallelujah.
Of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me. Amen. So the word power means the ability to do or act. It also means the capability of doing or accomplishing something.
My God.
Uh-huh. Dictionary.com says also great or marked ability. So you just don't have ability. You have
great specific
ability to
do or
act. You have strength. You have might. You have force. It also says the possession, I love this one, the possession of control or command over others. Authority.
Hallelujah.
Now, I don't like that because I want to be in position to have power over my brothers and sisters, but I want to have power to be able to speak a thing. I want to have power to be able to decree a thing and to declare a thing and to see it manifested.
Hallelujah. Authority,
strength, might, self-control. Over what? Over this flesh.
Over this flesh.
The ability to tell this flesh, you're going to fast today, Minister.
Hallelujah.
The ability to speak to this mind and to speak to these thoughts that come into our hearts and come into our minds that's not pleasant. The Bible says, think on those things that are pure. Think on those things that are holy. Think on those things that are lovely.
My God.
The power.
The power,
the ability to act. The ability to do or accomplish a thing.
Yes, Lord God.
After God has given us that power, then we have the power to establish a prayer life. We have the power, the ability to establish a covenant with God. We have the ability to establish a secret closet that we can go into.
Amen, Lord, that we can steal away in.
Oh, God, I bless you today.
My God, hallelujah.
Glory to God. So then, amen, we begin to look at the word praying. Now, some folks pray on you. They don't pray for you. Amen. We're not talking about P-R-E-Y. We're talking about P-R-A-Y. And as I look at praying, the power of a praying mother. Amen. The word pray means to what? To offer a devout petition, praise or thanks to a God. We offering our devote petition, our praise and our thanks to our God, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're making an earnest petition. Amen. An earnest petition. When you go before God and you begin to petition God, you begin to not think about yourself. That's what an intercessor is. And that's what a mother does. A mother is an intercessor. A mother is one that prays without ceasing. God, no matter what our children do, they might dog you out. They may say something that's disrespectful. They may be rebellious, but that mother gonna keep on interceding. And that's what an intercessor does. An intercessor intercedes. They intercede. And how do you say they intercede, woman of God? Well, to intercede is to act or interpose in or on behalf of someone in difficulty or trouble or by pleading or petition. To attempt to reconcile differences between people or groups. An intercessor is also one that will mediate. An intercessor is one that also desires to bring peace. Ah, God, I bless you today. No mother that has children, hold on 1 second, you all, just a second. And some distractions today, but the Lord got a word for us today. Amen. We're talking about the power of a praying woman. Amen. So when you begin to pray, that's what you're doing. You're interceding. Amen. You're petitioning God. You're crying out to the Lord. To pray means prayer is a sincere desire of the heart. It comes from the sincerity in the depths of your heart. The Bible tells us that we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. It says, but the Holy Ghost make it intercession for us with groanings that can't be uttered. Ah, God, I bless you today. Groanings that can't be uttered. Ah, glory to God, because we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. Hallelujah. But we bless the Lord today. We thank God. We thank God for the praying mothers. You know, there's no more. When I came into this thing about 30 years ago, there was mothers in Zion. Those mothers was there to instruct. They was there to encourage. They were there to lead and guide us. They were there to tell us, honey, your skirt is a little too far up. Pull your skirt down. Put a lap scarf over you. Don't sit on the front seat and reveal all of your thighs and everything. Where are the mothers in Zion? Where are the praying women? Where are the wailing women? Where are the women? Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, that we once respected, once we reverenced those mothers. Amen, amen. I want to talk today, as the Lord gave us this topic, the power of a praying woman. I want you to know that if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have any power. Oftentimes you hear me say that. I say that for a reason, because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, then you don't have the power to pray. Yes, you make it our Father which art in heaven. Amen. But once you begin to get illuminated, once you begin to get filled with that precious gift of the Holy Ghost, it transcends. Amen. It transforms. Oh, God, that's why in Romans 12:1-2 says, the Apostle Paul say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. How can we do that without power? We just gave you the definition of the word power. Amen. If you don't have the ability or the strength to transform your lives, then guess what? Hey, you'll find yourself reverting back to that old man. That's why the Bible tells us, amen, the old man has died. His deeds should be buried, never to surface again, never to resurface again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to talk to you today, and we have a little time today. This is the first day in the new year. I don't know about you. I would rather spend my day with the saints of God on a new Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection, than to be in any other place. I don't want to go to the restaurants to eat. I don't want to go to the bars. I don't want to go to the sports arena. Amen. I'd rather be in the fellowship and in the presence of the saints of God. So as I begin to seek the Lord for the first topic of the year. He said, I want you to talk about the power of a praying woman. And as I begin to look at 1 Samuel, we want to invite your attention to 1 Samuel. And guess what? We're going to read a little bit. We're going to try to teach this a little bit today. You all know I'm animated, and you all know I'm a preacher. Amen. But God is helping me in this season to just calm myself where I can be a little more effective teaching. Amen. Amen. 1 Samuel, let's read 1 Samuel. And guess what? We all know that Samuel. Hallelujah, that Samuel, amen, was a prophet of God. But we want to tell you a little bit about his mother, a little bit about his father, hallelujah, and how God blessed them, amen, to give that son back to the Lord. Many times God gives us children, and we want to hold on to them. Well, they're not ours. They're not ours. They are loans. You know how you go and get a loan from the bank, or you go and get a loan from somewhere? That's a loan. Amen. Guess what? You got to pay something. You got to give it back. It's not yours. Amen. And our children are on loan. God has given them to us for a season. Amen. But he said, when I call them, I want you to give them back to me. Amen. So let's read a little bit. First Samuel chapter 1. It says, now there was a certain man of Ramoth Aim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuth, and an Ephrathite. And listen to the story, people of God, because we want to help you. We're talking about the power of a praying woman. Many of us on the line, we're mothers. Some of us are grandmothers and great-grandmothers. That is me I'm talking about. Amen. It says, verse 2 says, and he had two wives. He didn't have one wife. He had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah. And the name of the other, Penina. And Penina had children, but Hannah had no children. Look how merciful God is. Penina had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Mm-hmm. He went up not monthly, not quarterly, but yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, who was the priest, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Penina his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. What are you saying? He didn't have a portion to give to Hannah because Hannah was barren. Amen. But he gave to Penina his wife and to her sons and her daughters portions. But listen at what it says. He didn't have anything to give to Hannah on the behalf of any sons and daughters. But look how God will give you favor. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion. So he gave Hannah a worthy portion, and the worthy portion he gave Hannah, I just can imagine, it was greater than Penina and all of her sons and daughters. Ah, that's what God will do for you. He'll give you favor, Minister Darylin. He'll give you favor, Dawn. He'll give you favor, Brother Chaz. That's what God will do for you. God will give you favor. He said, I'll give you favor. With man and God. Ah, God, I bless you today. Oh, glory to God. Let's continue. Oh, bless your name, God. Ah, you don't know Mosiah. Thank you, God. Oh, I bless you today, God. Messiah. I give you glory today, God. Messiah. Let's continue with the story. Amen. And God, I feel this thing today, God. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we get confused. Sometimes we get jealous. We become envious of one another, amen, because of these material things. But you got to recognize that this is a spiritual thing. Amen. This is spiritual, honey. This is not natural. Amen. This is no way natural. Glory to God. So they say, he said, he gave to Hannah a worthy portion. And listen at what else it says. For he loved Hannah. The Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore. For to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. Isn't that just like some of us? When we see our sisters and our brothers are not blessed as we are, we begin to mock them. We begin to criticize. We begin to say, oh, why don't you have this and why don't you have that? And we begin to put our mouths on our brothers and our sisters. But that should not be, people of God. We're talking about the power of a praying woman. But verse 7 says, let's continue. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. So Penina was provoking Hannah year by year. Year by year, because God blessed the fruit of her womb and Hannah was barren. Therefore she wept. Hannah wept and did not eat. Hannah said Hannah had made a covenant with God, and she had already told the Lord, I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to rest. She said, I want a child, and I want a male child. Let's continue on. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Listen at what the husband is saying, people of God. He said, am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So what was he saying to Hannah? He was saying, haven't I provided for you? Haven't I given you a good home? Haven't I made sure that food was on the table? Haven't I made sure that the bank account always had money in it? And today being New Year, you were able to go out and shop. You wore the finest of clothes. You lived in a fine home. I've been a good husband. I've been better to you, Hannah, than 10 sons. But that lets you know none of these material trappings satisfy. The only thing going to satisfy is the Holy Ghost, the God that lives in you, the God that provides for you, the God that feeds and nourish you, the God that makes ways for you. That's the God in the wee hours when you can't call anybody, when you've lost your son or your daughter, amen, and nobody understands what you're going through. Oh, but you can have a little talk with Jesus. Let us get back to the lesson today. I don't want to go on one, but I feel something stirring in my spirit. He said, haven't I been good to you, Hannah? Glory to God. He said, am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up, and after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk, now Eli the priest sat up on a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And Hannah was in bitterness of soul. And she prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow. People of God, this being the first day of the new year, amen, if you make a vow to God, honor it. Because God don't require us to make vows. But if you make a vow, remember to honor it. Amen. And she vowed a vow, Hannah, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid. Look at this woman of God. She's humbling herself. She's not saying, you know who I am? This is Hannah. She said, haven't you seen the affliction of your handmaid? God, I am your handmaid. She said, remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid. Listen what she said, a man child. Hannah was specific in her petition. She was specific in her request, Dr. Chaz. She said, give unto thine handmaid a man child. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. She's telling the Lord, if you do this, God, we're coming in covenant. We're a covenant mean we're in agreement with one another. Covenant mean, that you're going to partner with me. That guess what? We're going to remember this covenant. We're not going to do anything to breach this agreement, to breach this contract, to breach this covenant. If you do what you say, God, I'm going to hold up my end. God, how many know that? Guess what? We fail every day. We can't hold up our end. Oh, but God is a faithful God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He don't change. She said, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And let's continue on. And it came to pass. I just like when I teach to read the whole chapter. Sometimes when you're preaching, and you know you gotta skimp here and skimp there. But we're going to teach a little bit today. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. What are you saying? He was trying to read her lips. And now Hannah, she spake in her heart, but only our lips move. How many know that we can speak to God in our heart? When the devil confronts us, we can have a little talk with Jesus. They might see my lips moving, but they don't have a clue of what I'm discussing with God. That's why I go into my heavenly language. Hallelujah, that only God knows. Amen. And God, even if you have the interpretation of tongues, when you begin to talk to God, can't nobody interpret that tongue. That's why you have a personal relationship with him. I'm talking about the power of a praying woman. And Hannah said, God, her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Look at him. That's just like us. We begin to judge. We don't know what kind of relationship people have with God. You don't know how I talk to God. You don't know my prayer time. You don't know my petitions. Put away thine wine from me. This is what Eli said. Well, that lets you know he hadn't spent too much time in prayer, because if he had spent time in prayer, he would have already discerned that this woman wasn't drunk. She was drunk, but she was drunk in the spirit. Ah, God, I bless you today. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. She's saying, my spirit is grieved. My spirit is sorrowful. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul. How many are willing to pour out your soul before the Lord daily? Not once a month. Not on Sundays, not on Bible class night. Well, really, in some of these churches, you can't pour out your spirit at all, because it's a controlled atmosphere. God, that's why you got to find your secret closet. That's why you have to have a personal encounter with God. That's why you have to steal away and have some private time where you can commune with your God. Glory to God. Then Eli answered. He said, but she poured out her soul before the Lord. She said, verse 16 says, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, What do you say? Don't count me as a daughter of the witches and the warlocks. Those that daughter that is serving a unknown God, a God that can't answer, a God that can't perform. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition. Now he's acting in the stead of a prophet. He said, go, my daughter, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat. And her countenance was no more sad. Why? Because the prophet had already spoken. God had already heard Hannah cry. Amen. We're talking about the power of a praying woman. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. See, some of us want to wait on the Lord. Some of us want to wait. We want to sit down and wait on God to do something. But let me tell you, people of God, after Hannah prayed, then, you know, prayer, James said, faith without works is dead. Amen. Hannah had faith to believe God. Hannah had faith to petition God. But guess what? The faith, Hannah, faith alone could not produce that main child. Hannah had to take some action. And I'm telling you all this new year, whatever God put in your heart to do, whatever you're petitioning God to, act upon it. Don't just petition God and sit on the sidelines and don't act. It takes action, amen, to get some results. So even though God heard Hannah prayer, Hannah had to enact some things. Hannah had to make sure that her house was in order. Hannah had to make sure that she set the atmosphere. Amen. When Elkanah come home, glory to God, she couldn't be talking about Penina. She couldn't be talking about all the things Penina was grieving her with. No, she had to set the atmosphere. Amen. She probably went in there and cooked a good meal. God had the red wine on the table. Amen, amen. Some dinner wine. I ain't telling y'all indulge in no wine, okay? I'm just setting the atmosphere. Amen. I'm just giving you all a portrait. I'm imagining what Hannah did. Amen. And then she went and got a fine negligee. Amen. And amen. She set the table. The table was spread. And she and her husband had a beautiful evening. Glory to God. And then, no more shaya. Amen. And after that, amen, amen, amen. They went into the bed chambers. Amen. And Elkanah knew his wife Hannah. And she conceived. Oh, y'all better watch God today. Amen, amen. What I'm saying to you, baby, glory to God, you have to act. It's good to pray. Amen. But after God has given you an answer, God is expecting something from you. He's expecting you to act upon that prayer. He's expecting you to act upon that petition. He's expecting you to, to press forward. And that's what Hannah did. She went on home and she set the table. Hey, glory to God. And Elkanah, the verse 19 said, and Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Amen. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel. And Samuel saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. She said, I asked for a male child and God granted me that. See, you can be specific in your prayer. That's what God wants. God wants some specific folks. He wants you to be specific. Just don't say, God bless me with a car. Tell God what kind of car you want it. Glory to God. And even as I think about that, amen. And when Hallelujah. When I had my first Mercedes Benz, amen, and then I was robbed in Compton at 8:30 in the morning, amen, and I had that car almost 3 years. And I vowed, I made a vow to myself, not to the Lord. I said, Lord, once you drive one of them Mercedes, it's nothing like them, baby. I can tell you this, you might not have the money to afford the upkeep of them, but ain't nothing like them Mercedes. They can have Infinitives, Lexus, Rolls. Baby, I'm telling you, when they said they were built for the road, they knew what they were talking about. I said, Lord, I'll never buy another car. I'll never get another. I won't come out of this Mercedes. But then in 1999, when my daughter was murdered, my daughter had bought a brand new Lexus. Amen, amen. It was the first time these SUVs came out in the Lexus model. Amen. It was a 350 RX. It was brand new. My daughter did not know that 5 months later my daughter would be murdered. But she bought the car smack brand new off the showroom floor. Hallelujah. $33,500. I'll never forget it. Paid cash for it. And I took it. I was living in Atlanta at the time, women and men of God. And I took the car to Georgia to avoid paying those taxes in New Orleans. Amen. Did not know that 5 months later my daughter was out of here. So I wind up selling my Benz I had, and I went ahead with this SUV. It was more spacious, and I had I had 4 children, plus my niece and what have you. So I loved that experience with that Lexus. But when the Lord allowed me and opened up a door for me, I kept that Lexus about 6.5 years. But when the Lord opened up a door, I went back to the Benz. God, can't find nothing like it. Amen. So you can be specific in your prayer. Amen, amen. So we went. Let's go back to the lesson. We're at verse 21, really. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned. Look at what this woman is doing. She made a vow to the Lord, and she's making it good. Amen. And then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. She remembered what she told God. She remembered the conversation word for word. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth good, be good. See, these people was on one accord. They loved one another. And that's what love will do. Love will have you united. Love will have you where there's no fussing and there ain't no fighting. Oh, there ain't no ill words between you. That's when you're loving like the Bible says. He said, tear until thou have weaned. They was in agreement with one another. They were in covenant relationship. This was the husband and the wife. She just didn't take that upon herself. She began to explain to her husband what she was doing, why she wasn't coming up to the yearly feast. Only the Lord established his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she weaned him, she took him up. Listen, people of God. She took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. She began to express to Eli, I'm the woman that you thought was drunk. But guess what? I was calling on Jesus. I was petitioning God. Hallelujah, for a male child. She said, I'm that woman, Lord. You told me, Eli, you told me to go my way, and you said the petition that I was praying it was going to be granted. So she came back and brought the child and brought him to Eli. She said, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord had given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him. Listen at this woman of God. I've lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. And we all know Samuel became one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. Samuel, is a major prophet. He's not a minor prophet. He's a major prophet. Oh, glory to God. We're talking about people of God today. We're talking about the power of a praying woman. The power of a praying woman. When you pray, you begin to change the atmosphere. When you pray, you begin to get the attention of God. When you pray, you heap coals of fire on your enemy's head. When you pray, amen, you begin to see results. You begin to see the fruits of your prayers manifested. Ah, God, oh God, oh God. What are you saying today, people of God? What are we saying, Lord? What are you saying to your people today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is telling us to return. Return to prayer. The power of a praying mother. God wants us to return to prayer. Prayer is the best thing for your situation. Hallelujah. Prayer sometimes is not your only solution, but your best solution. There's power in prayer. It's hard for mothers to accept the concept that their children have been injured. You know, we try to put a Band-Aid, or kiss them on the top of their head. But guess what? When they become grown, amen, you can't no longer do that. You can't go tell no grown. I can't go get Nino and say, come on, lay on my lap, and I'm going to Band-Aid you up. No, but the Bible tells us to train up a child in the way that they should go. So guess what? Nino is of age now. Train him up in the way that he should go. And when he get old, he won't depart. So he wouldn't even sit on my lap. 17-year-old boy gonna come sit on my lap. No, that's why we have to train them while they're young. Hannah was a praying woman. Glory to God. She was a praying woman. She didn't have a child when Penina was mocking her, but she had the spirit of a mother. Before you even have your children, gotta put that spirit of nurture, that spirit of motherhood is already there. Hallelujah. She prayed every day. The Bible say Hannah prayed. She didn't pray because she was pitying herself. Guess what? She didn't have no reason to pity herself. She was sorrowful that she didn't have a child. But this woman had it going on. She had a husband that loved her more than the other wife, Penina. Oh, yes. She couldn't give him a child. But in God's appointed time, people, let me share with you today that God has an appointed time. God has an appointed time. You know, we living in a society where, you know, women have careers. Once upon a time, it was looked upon as the main to be the provider. But today's woman, the career women, you know, they're buying their own house. They're buying their own car. They're buying their own rings to put on their fingers. So they feel like they don't need a man. What do I need with a man when I can do all this for myself? But everybody needs somebody. God, remember, he put the woman here for the man. So just because you're a career woman and you got it going on and, you know, you got a six-figure income and you can provide for yourself all those trappings, you're going to get lonely one day. One day you're going to realize, you're going to wake up and say, I don't have any children. I don't have anybody to leave my inheritance to. I don't have any heirs. So trust me, you need somebody. Everybody needs somebody. Glory to God. This is what God gave me today. The power of a praying woman, people of God. Whatever you're going through, let it go. Let it go. And let God have his way. Pray with purpose. Don't just get down there and lay prostrate and deny yourself some sleep and push back the plates and you don't have any purpose. Pray with purpose. Don't get down there because somebody saying something crazy to you. Now you're going to pray on them. Oh, God, you got to get them. Oh, God, kill them. Kill them because they didn't talk to me right. They talked to me crazy. I want you to kill them. Send a lightning bolt. That's not praying with purpose. That's not praying with purpose. When you pray with purpose, your purpose is going to line up with God's purpose. Your purpose will line up with God's purpose. Learn how to pour out your spirit to God for not these temporal things. Amen. But learn how to pour out your heart to God for eternal things. Ask the Lord to increase your prayer life. Ask the Lord to allow you to be more spiritual this year. Allow you to be able to discern. Ah, glory to God. Who's in your midst? Allow you to be able to know what voice is of God and what voice is not of God. See, we living in a society where men are deceivers. We have some good orators. Oh, yes, they can tell. Oh, man, they got the gift of gab. Ah, they got the gift of gab. But you put in your mind that I'm going to pray with purpose and I'm going to pray with a promise. There's power in prayer. God won't let you be deceived. He won't let you be deceived. That's why we got to get in this word for ourselves. You know, many times you hear this one coming to town, that one coming to town. Oh, prophet so-and-so, prophet. Well, baby, you better prophesy to yourself. Amen. You better do like Hannah. Ah, you better go into your secret closet and call on God for yourself and wait on an answer. Wait on an answer. Hannah waited. Hannah waited. She wasn't in no hurry. Year after year, Penina was mocking her. Year after year, she was flaunting her children before Hannah. Oh, but she didn't know that Hannah, what God was raising up a prophet. Ah, you don't know what your children may be. That's why it's not good to abort them. Ah, yeah, look at President Obama. Ah, you know no more Shia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was raised without a father. White mother and a black father. And the father wasn't present. But look at it. He had purpose in his life. God had made him a promise. God, and well, guess what? He's the CEO of the nation today. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. I'm not going to hold you all. I'm signing on all those that's calling in later. We'll be gone. Amen. We done heard the word from the Lord today. We're talking about the power of a praying woman. I thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in today. I thank God for all of you all. I want you all to continue to pray for Mother Ruby. I love Mother Ruby. Amen. Amen. She's been a blessing to this radio blog. Amen, and glory to God. God knows what he's doing. He's shifting some things. He's shifting some things. We all know, and I'll tell you all by way of announcement, and we won't be on here tomorrow. It's Friday. I'm going and visit my son, and I'm glad to have a Friday off. Amen. We're going to have many Fridays and many Mondays off, so we'll only be airing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and that's effective tomorrow. So we won't be on the air tomorrow. We won't be on the air Monday. The next time you'll hear us on this line will be January the 6th, and that's a Tuesday. Amen. We'll be back on the line. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. We're going to open up the lines. Anybody have any praise reports? Amen. Anybody want to testify? You're welcome to do so. And then we're going to get on off the line. Amen. Amen. I see Dr. Chaz on the line. God bless you, Dr. Chaz.
God bless you, woman of God. Oh, to God be the glory. See, I just was praying to God, and I asked God to make this day a perfect day for me, and I'm still standing on the throne of grace. And I thank God for you, Pastor Bernard, because of what you have done, God is about to bless you. I just say thank God for you. And I hear I hear Sister Darlene on the line. God bless you, woman of God. I bless the Lord. I came to let you know that God is still on the main line. Just like we went to the church and Pastor Bernard said, she preached that night and she said, I'm coming out of it. And I told God, I said, God, I'm coming out of my mess. I'm coming out of what I done, God. I'm coming out, oh God. I'm coming out to serve you, Master, because what you done, if it have not been for you on my side. So I just bless you, woman of God. Some of us got to learn how to come out what we are doing. And I just want to let you know that I'm still working for God. And once again, I will be doing my prayer line tonight. New Year's not going to stop my blessing. The devil's not going to stop it. I came to get my blessing. I came to serve God tonight. So call in from 7, I think it was 7 to 7:30. The number is 605-562-0020, and the pin is 262-785-089. Once again, we bless you, Pastor Bernard, and I hope that you have a safe trip to see your son. God bless you all.
Well, thank you, Dr. Chaz, and those of you that's on social media, amen, you can look at his page and get those numbers if you can't remember them, or you can also text me. I'm just so blessed and honored to see one of my mothers on the line. I tell you, this woman of God has been a blessing not only to New Destiny Ministries, but she's been a blessing to our family. She's been a blessing to this radio blog. And I tell you, we just thank God for Mother Ruby Larry. We just love her and we appreciate her, and we've been praying for her, and this is the first day in the new year, and she tuned in. We're just so happy to see her, and I just want to give her space if she'd like to give a testimony or a praise report, whatever the Lord lay on her heart. God bless you, Mother Ruby.
God bless you, Bernard. God bless you. A broadcast of New Destiny Ministry broadcast. Time of reflection. I thank each and every one of y'all. So glad to hear your voice, Dr. Chad. And it's been a blessing. The Lord led me to get on today. And I say, Lord, I don't know. I know probably Evangelist, well, Pastor Bernard is bringing it. It was an on-time word, an awesome word, trusting in the Lord. I just thank the Lord and just every one of you. And I just thank the Lord for hearing the word, you know, on a holiday. So many of God's people are busy, but the line was on there. And I noticed the van just is cutting back for a couple of days. Bless each and every one of y'all and keep me up in prayer. Let's do the will of, at the will of Ruby. God bless.
Amen. Amen, Sister Ruby. We love you and we miss you. I tell you, she's been with us from the inception of this broadcast. And she's she's one of those mystery givers. Sister Ruby has a big heart. She does so many things behind the scene that she never wants anybody to know of. She's a giver. She's a woman that loves God's people. I mean, I haven't met any women in my lifetime with that kind of a heart. I mean, she's a person that she don't have to see you, but God has given her a discernment where she can feel what's going on with you. And I tell you, I bless Sister Ruby, and I know she may not mind me sharing this, I remember about 2.5 years ago, I had came to New Orleans, and I think it was for my aunt had passed. I believe it was my aunt. And, you know, I just pick up and do and go and do things. And I came back, and I had gotten in a financial crunch. And Sister Ruby, she just discerned something was going on with me. And she called me and she said, "Are you all right?" And we talked, you know, me and Sister Ruby. And I said, "Yeah, I'm all right." And then she just, I just felt a pressure in me, you know, because she kept asking me the same thing. "Are you all right? Are you all right?" And I kept saying, "Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right." And then after she pressured me kept a few times asking me, and then I began to say, I said, "Well, I got a little financial situation here." And I began to tell her, and she just hopped in a car. You know, I was living in California, and came to my house and dropped off some cash. I
my
tell
God.
You that that
my
just
God.
Blew my mind. I said, because I didn't tell. I don't think I told Sister Ruby anything about what it was. I just said that the Lord had dealt with already. He had dealt with already, and she just came by. She said, "I'll be over there." And I tell y'all, it wasn't no more than about 30 minutes. Sister Ruby was ringing my bell, and she came, and she said, "The Lord told me to give you this." And she said, "You don't owe me nothing. This ain't no loan." She said, "The Lord told me to give you this." And then after she did that, she gave me these instructions. Because, see, Sister Ruby going to give you some instructions. She said, "Now," she said, "when the Lord bless you, then you bless somebody else."
Hallelujah.
That was it. She said, "This is not a loan." She said, "God," and she said, "but I want you to do one thing." She said, "And I know you do it because that's the kind of person you are." She said, "But when the Lord bless you, you remember to bless somebody else."
Ha! My God.
Glory to God. Yes. I'll never forget that. I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes. She told me that. And that's what we have to do, people of God. And I didn't know Sister Ruby was going to come on. I asked her to come on. I didn't know she was coming on. And I didn't even know how God was going to teach this lesson today. I didn't know that she was going to certainly come on, and I just want to bless the Lord for Sister Ruby and pray a special prayer over her life, that God would continue to honor every petition that she put before him, for every seed that she's sown, amen, for every good deed that she have done to a fellow man. Hallelujah, that God would always keep her in a position where she would remember what he's done for, where she would remember where he's brought her from, where she would remember that it's God and God alone that does the blessing. So I thank God for her. She's been an instrumental force on this broadcast, and I tell you, she's been faithful and she's been diligent. Amen. So I give her, I give God all the glory for putting her in my life. Amen. And I mean that from the depths of my heart, Sister Ruby. We love you. We appreciate the God that's in you. And I know it takes a God. I know it takes a God. Amen, to come through and to bless others and pray for others. And that's how we were talking about today, the prayer, the power of a praying woman. When you can pray for people and bless people that you don't even know you have to have the love deep down in your heart. My good friend Erlene that passed last year, amen, was my good friend. I worked with her side by side. She would sing a song, and this was one of her favorite songs. She would sing, "It's deep in my heart. I have the love of Jesus, and it's deep down in my heart." So God bless you, Sister Ruby. We love you with the love of God. Amen, amen. We're going to Minister Daryl, and God bless you, Minister Daryl.
God bless you, Pastor.
Jesus.
To be in the 2015 with you on this. Praise God. Give glory to God. Oh, Sister Ruby, you done touched my heart. See, because I remember I remember just when I had someone bless me a long time ago, and I made that vow that, Lord, when it comes my turn to make that same blessing to someone else, and it feels real good because you're going and you're doing what God had ordained you to do. She's ordained to do these things. She's ordained to go ahead and speak and give you a word. Oh, Sister Ruby, God bless you, my love. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Pastor Bernard, are we still here? Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was here. Bentley came in the room. We thank God for you. Thank God for that testimony. Amen. Thank God for Minister Daryl. And we're going to ask her to close us out with the word of prayer. We want to remember Prophetess Albertine, her son, our young son, is having a heart surgery in about another week or so. Amen. So remember her and her son, that God would let it be a success. Amen. And also the bereaved family of Pastor Miracle. Amen. And all of those that are on the wheel, on the potter's wheel, those of us that are intercessors, we want to pray for the intercessors this season. Amen, amen. And we pray that God would continue to bless us. You all have a beautiful, blessed weekend, and we'll see you all back on the line on Tuesday. So we're going to go to Minister Daryl, and amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Sister Ruby. We love you.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you right now, Lord God, thanking you.
Thank you
for the time.
Hallelujah.
Lord, glory to your name, Father God. And you said anywhere, Jesus. Father God, or more, come in agreement, Father God, that you'll be in the midst, Father God. Father God,
yes,
I want to thank you right now for going into the surgery room, Father God, and being the one that performed the surgery. You did it for my grandson, Father God. I know you're going to do it for Sister Albertine's son, Father God.
God.
Oh, we're getting your praise report, Lord God, because we're thanking you in advance, Father God.
Jesus.
Because it's done, well done, because when you there, Father God,
glory to God.
Worry about if or why. Lord, we know it's done and it's done well, Father God. Lord, we want to live. That's a miracle, Lord God, as she's going through this trying time, Father God. But, Lord, we thank
God.
You, Lord. She knows, Lord God, that her mother is in a better place, and she's still on duty, Father God, for you, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
No matter whether we're here or in heaven, Father God, we're still on our job, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're blessed in every intercessor, Father God.
Yes,
across
God.
This nation, Father God. Father God, if each and every one of us come together, Father God, and do your will, we can stop this murdering spirit, Lord God.
Yes,
we can
Lord.
Stop all this negativity, Father God. And Lord, we need to stand in agreement and lift up one another, especially the women, Father God. We should never be against another sister, Lord God. We
God,
need to lift up. She's already been torn down by the world, Father God. But I come in agreement, Lord God, with every woman on this line,
thank
Father
you,
God.
God.
Every woman in this bloodline, Father God.
Can
we lift you up, Father God?
Can we touch her work?
On your chosen vessels, Lord God. And we shall do as
thank
you want
you,
us
Jesus.
To do, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
because
God.
We want to do your authority, Lord God. And bless you, Lord God, that you will thank everyone. Those are my children. And, Lord,
yes,
we thank
God.
You, Pastor, for Noah. We thank you for Prophet Ken. Oh, Lord,
yes,
that, you know, they're so deep in my heart, Lord God. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this 2015 year.
Yes,
because we're going to walk in obedience. We're going to walk in favor. we're going to walk in your pure anointing, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord, whatever, Lord God, that we need to be built up, Lord God, we're thanking you for it in Jesus' name. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up in condemnation shall be condemned. But this is the heritage of the service of the Lord. Lord, we thank you. I'm thanking you right now that my knee be released, Father God, very soon, Lord God. I'm thanking you right now, God, for my son coming home, Father God. I'm thanking you, Lord, for every weapon that has come against this bloodline. That's your bloodline, Lord. We send it back to the pits of hell.
Hey,
Satan, you
damn
new power here. We are children of the Most High. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you for this.
Bless you, God.
Years strong, Lord God. You know what? We're looking for 33 more years, Lord God.
Lord,
we're thanking you for it in Jesus' name. Yes.
God bless you.
I'm asking. I never thought I would be shaken, but you came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh Lord, you came and laid your hands on me. And now I can see my storm has moved away. My storm, come on, can you put your
hand
right now? My storm has moved away. I'm at peace. Come on, you ought to lift your hands and thank him for peace. Even though.
Yeah.
Your hands on me, and now
It'll be all over in the morning.
Hallelujah.
Your hand
my God.
On me
tonight. And now
I can see my storm has moved away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love you.